I used to study motivation, things like that. How to get all your employees to share the same vision and to pull in the same direction. And one of the stories that you used to hear was about Lyndon Johnson visiting NASA in Houston and walking around that massive complex, coming across an old fella, a black fella, a cleaner. I'm not sure whether he was a black fella, but it's the kind of thing that plays well in the story. And Lyndon Johnson's walking along with his security men. He stops the cleaner who's sweeping the floor, and he says, "And what do you do here, my man?" In an American accent, of course. And the cleaner says, and I won't try and give the accent of a black cleaner in Houston, he says, "I'm working to put a man on the moon." And the moral of the story, if you can't work it out, is that everybody has to work together to share in the same vision in order to achieve a result. And the thing about the Apollo missions and the moon landings is it was about a group of people, a massive group of people, thousands of people, all bound together in one specific endeavor. It wasn't about one person, and it wasn't about one man. And what this film tries to do, in a sense, is portray it as being about one man, and it isn't. And one of the failings of the film is that Neil Armstrong, as far as one can tell, knew this and was uneasy with it, and perhaps this was one of the reasons why he never became a superstar. He never became the first man to appear on all the talk shows. He disappeared from view as if he was uncomfortable with the mantle that had been placed around his shoulders. There is a story that one hears that some great men or great women are made. Others have greatness thrust upon them. Neil Armstrong is one who had greatness thrust upon him and seemed unclear about what he should do with it. So that's one of the weaknesses in the film. It focuses on one man, the first man, and yes, I know that's the title of the film, but it ignores so many others. Now, there were, as I'm sure you know, three people on that spacecraft. Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon along with Neil Armstrong, but Michael Collins remained in the command module and he didn't actually walk on the moon. Michael Collins is not referred to in this film. There is one reference that Neil Armstrong makes to Mike while they're in the command module on their way to the moon, but you never know that Michael Collins was the third man. Buzz Aldrin is portrayed as a rather unpleasant person. Now, Buzz Aldrin may well have been an unpleasant person, and as he's still alive, he may still be an unpleasant person. But he's played by that fellow, the senator in the House of Cards, who Kevin Spacey murders in about the fourth or fifth episode. Not as a pleasant character, not as a sympathetic character by any means. And as I say, this may be the real Buzz Aldrin, but it produces a weakness in the film. Another problem with the film is that Neil Armstrong himself is just not a very interesting person. Now, I made this point to my wife, and I think she took it as some kind of criticism. It's not a criticism. Why does he have to be an interesting person? He was a pilot, he was an Air Force man, he was chosen to join this Apollo mission, he was chosen to be the first man on the moon. He doesn't have to be an interesting person. He doesn't have to be an exciting person. He doesn't have to be a great orator. He did what he was called upon to do, and he did it very well. But he's not very interesting. Now, the film tries to make him interesting, and it does this in a couple of ways. One of the ways it does it is to focus on his wife, played by Claire Foy. And there is a weakness in the film. Claire Foy is a much, much better actress of this particular character than Ryan Gosling is of Neil Armstrong. It could easily be called First Woman, although that's First Lady. I think it's the wife of the President, isn't it? But Claire Foy is a very interesting actress. She's a very interesting character in this. And the scenes in which she appears with Neil Armstrong, she's a far more interesting person. Ryan Gosling is a reasonable enough actor, and it's quite difficult to do a good job of acting somebody who isn't particularly interesting, but Ryan Gosling, I suppose, manages it. The other backstory that they give him is about the tragic death of their first child, a girl called Karen, who dies at the age of about two with a brain tumour. And the film is partly told in flashbacks of Karen's life and then a short and very unfortunate and tragic death. But it's done to give an emotional heart to Neil Armstrong that doesn't obviously appear in any other aspect of his life. The scenes of the takeoff of Apollo are well handled. The trip through space to reach the moon is well handled. Not much happens, so it's not particularly interesting. You see the lunar module descend to the moon's surface. That's done quite well, but I mean, you've seen it before on the film, and you see a little bit of them walking on the moon, and then Armstrong takes out his dead daughter's bracelet and he throws it into the sea of no longer tranquility, or whatever it was called. And again, that's well handled, and then he get back to the command module. Nothing is really shown of that. They kind of lose interest, and then they get back to Earth. Nothing is shown of their trip back to Earth. And they're in quarantine, and Claire Foy comes to see Armstrong, and there is a pane of glass between them, indicating or symbolising the distance that lies between them, which they can't bridge, and then the film ends. The trouble with the film is that inevitably it will be compared to Apollo 13. And Apollo 13 is incomparably the better film. Apollo 13, its repeated viewings will show, is very close to a masterpiece. And Tom Hanks gives one of his finest performances. He brings humanity, he brings life, he brings interest to Jim Lovell. Now, Jim Lovell may or may not have been an interesting person. I have no idea. All I really know about Jim Lovell is the way he's portrayed by Tom Hanks and Tom Hanks's performance. And I'm not always the greatest fan of Tom Hanks. Gives a masterclass in portraying somebody. Something that Ryan Gosling either is asked not to do, chooses not to do, or is perhaps incapable of doing. There is a lack of emotion that shows on his face, which may reflect the real Armstrong, and it may reflect the fact that Ryan Gosling is not one of the world's great actors. So when you compare it to Apollo 13, which I do believe is a masterpiece directed by Ron Howard, this film really pales into insignificance. You've seen Apollo take off before, and they don't do it any better than that. You've seen spacecraft in weightlessness, and it's done much better on Apollo 13. There is tension in Apollo 13, which doesn't appear in this film, and we know nothing actually went wrong on the trip to the moon, so that is a problem for them. The other thing about space exploration, if we put it into the context of exploration of this planet as a whole, is that the early explorers, and let's think here of Vasco da Gama, Magellan, Marco Polo, people like that, Livingston, Stanley, Shackleton, they headed off into the unknown. They didn't know what they were going to find. There was a bravery which they had, conquering their fears. This isn't really the unknown for this Apollo mission. They knew where they were going, the moon. There's not much there. There's a lot of dust and some rocks, but there's no, apart from the technological problems, and I don't downplay the technological problems in getting to the moon, they knew pretty much what they were going to find, which, I'm sorry to say, is fuck all, and fuck all is what they found. So they went there, they found fuck all, and they came home, and then they stopped spending the money. Now, this isn't really the time to ask the question whether, in the context of the problems in the world, in the context of the problems within America, in the context of problems of homelessness, of hunger, of disease throughout the world, whether America was justified in spending the untold billions that they must have spent in sending a man to the moon for no other purpose than to beat the Soviets. Yes, we can say that, as Kennedy did, we did it not because it is easy, but because it is hard, and we climbed it like Everest because it was there, and all those kind of things. But we have to ask what was gained at the end of the day, apart from a massive TV audience. So going back to the film, yeah, it's a good film. It's all right. It's exciting. It's quite well done. Passes 2 hours. Go and see it. Kids will love it. If you don't know anything about Neil Armstrong, you'll learn a little bit. You won't learn very much, but you'll learn a little bit. And you'll come out of it reasonably pleased. But if you want to see a great film about the Apollo missions, a great filmic film with tension, with pathos, with sadness, with despair, go and see Apollo 13. And when you've seen that, and you see First Man, put them up against each other. But none of that, and please don't get me wrong, none of that is to in any way belittle the achievements of Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins in going to the moon. See you next time.